It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Wait. Hold up. Way too early to be hearing that song. But you know what? We are only 63 days away from Christmas. So this week was as good a time as any for Tanya to send Santa a letter.
Ho, 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 ho!
Now, Steve, what she asked for?
I'm just going to read something out that's on our website to Santa Claus. Dear Santa, my name is Tanya. I'm a girl and I am already 36 years old. Santa, some things I might like for Christmas are...
Oh, here we go.
George Clooney and Zac Efron. Love, Tanya.
You can say what you like, but I reckon I'll get Zac with my sack for Christmas.
I can't tell you how that sounded.
I'll tell you. Bad. Still kind of around that area. Tanya and Steve brought up a 90s superstar this week.
He's caught my eye. Remember Peter Andre? Mm.
Oh, yeah. Give me that kind of sign, girl.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about his pee-pee.
Well, yeah, it's awful.
Oh, my God, I just said pee-pee.
You did.
She did.
We haven't heard of Peter Andre for years, and a model's just come out. She says he's the worst lover I've ever had.
Because he had a little pee-pee.
Hey, it's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the fight of the dog in the fight.
And you know who says that? Guys with little pee-pee.
All right, time to talk about something a little bit strange. Tanya's ear fetish. It is a dead set legit thing. I've actually seen her in action, and I'm going to let Steve explain what she does to other people's ears.
It just gives your lobe on your ear a little bit of a rub going, there you go.
I haven't seen it in a while, though.
No!
I do have to obtain permission. So it goes like this. Steve, can I touch your lobe?
Yes.
All right, and then I have a bit of a play, and then I'm happy.
That's what it's like, guys. Seriously, we could be anywhere.
And you know the sad thing for my husband? His left ear, because that's the ear that faces me in the car, the one I always play with.
Mm. There's nothing weird about our show, guys. Nothing weird at all. We're having a conversation about Tanya's ear fetish.
It's bigger than his right ear.
Because you pulled it so much.
It's true. When you meet him, don't stare.
She's right. Don't laugh.
Don't stare.
Oh, g'day, Michael. Oh, and you have to look away because it's literally nearly touching your shoulder.
Do your ears hang low? Do they wobble to and fro?
This week, we were talking childhood injuries. And this story from Mark cracked him up, which in turn cracked us all up.
My next door neighbour, when we were little, we used to jump over each other's fence to go and play in each other's backyards.
Yeah.
And we had one of those sort of 6-foot paling fences. And as he stood on the crossbeam and went to jump over, the cuff of his circa 1970s bell-bottom jeans went over the top of the paling. And so when he jumped...
straight on his face.
He's just gone like a pendulum and just struck.
Yes.
And he smashed into the fence and he was like trapped there. My man had to come out trying. I can't stop laughing.
This is officially the call of the week, Mark.
We can all dream, right? Well, that's exactly what Steve asked Tanya to do this week.
You got a genie. You got 3 wishes.
Yeah.
What's your first wish?
World peace.
What's your second wish?
No more poverty.
Okay. Third wish?
I hope that when I run, my thighs don't rub together. Joking. I'm being a model on stage. I don't know what else they say.
But the thing is, the first two we can do.
Yeah.
Tanya had to have a couple of blood tests this week. Now, the reason she had 2, as Steve found out, was because there was a problem with the first one.
The weird thing is, they couldn't get any out yesterday.
I've no doubt.
What's that mean?
I don't know, but I think you were an alien.
You and...
Sounds logical.
My friend. Yeah.
Only logical explanation there why Tanya
there
couldn't get
no
blood.
There is no other reason.
No?
That I'm an alien.
Must be. What's this, Ross? What? See,
she's a nail.
See?
Meh, meh. I'm done! Run away!
Telling ya! Telling ya!
Oh.
I get her every time.
You do. You cannot help. Go on, do it, Rosie.
Meh, meh, meh.
All right, everybody.
Mars Attacks, everyone, if you haven't seen it. The classic from the 90s.
We're all aliens.
And finally, let's check in on the Odd Couple, because we haven't heard how Steve and his new flatmate Felix have been going over in Carrington. How is life on the domestic front?
I feel that my flatmate's taking over my life.
Right.
I bought a new clock and I showed you.
Yes, I love the clock. It's in prime position as you walk down the hallway.
So, clock's been shifted.
What? What?
Didn't like where I put it.
No. You can't shift a man's clock.
If there's anyone listening to the radio from a distance.
I said clock.
Yeah, clock with an L.
What did I say? Don't touch another man's clock.
Oh, thank you, Tanya.
It's all right.
I think it sounds better coming from a woman.
It does. Yes,
definitely.
Because I was yelling it a few times last night and realised the names might be thinking something going on. Keep your hands off my clock, I said.
Where did he get the authority?
Nice clock, though, isn't it?
It's gorgeous.
How big's my clock?
It's an oversized clock, yeah. Definitely.
It's one of the big ones that needs a big blank brick wall, which you do have.
Yes.
So perfectly positioned. Well done, you.
Thank you. Okay,
Felix?
Yes?
Hands off.
Hands off.
You got your own.
That's right.
Stay firm on that one, Steve. Do not let him clock block you. Hey, quickly, should we check in on how Mark from Nelson Bay is going?
I can't stop laughing.
Yep, he's still going. That was Rosie's Rewind.
So Newcastle, Tanya and Steve for breakfast on 102.9 Triple M.